Before we dive into today's episode, I want to tell you about a free three-act worksheet to help you structure your story. Whether you're a plotter or a pantser, a novelist or short fiction writer, this three-act worksheet will help you navigate your material and even begin each new story with a better plan. Download yours at nancypannuccio.com/act. Stop getting stuck in the middle of your draft. Go grab this free worksheet, nancypannuccio.com/act. What does your character need to believe, think, or do in order to change? That's where the tension lies. Writer Unleashed is for you, a writer who has a story you want to bring onto the page and into the hearts and minds of readers. I'm Nancy Pannuccio, writer, editor, and writing coach. And each week, we'll explore techniques, mindsets, and inspiration for writing stories readers can't put down. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin. It's inevitable. At some point, our stories become so overrun with our ideas about it, the story can run away from us. We lose all control over our material. It's hard to get our arms around it. We have too many ideas that pour in too fast. Now, of course, in a way, this is a good problem to have. I have yet to meet a writer who suffers from a lack of ideas for their story. But ideas can grow like tentacles and lead you off course. So in today's episode, I'm going to give you 5 questions to explore so you can rein your story back in. You can think of these as pre-writing exercises or questions to bring your story back into focus whenever you feel like it's getting away from you. You may have a stalled work in progress that you haven't opened in a while, and you may need to get re-inspired to get back into the groove with that. These questions will help you get there. Now, the first question is a 2-part question for you as the writer, and then we'll get to questions about your story specifically. So grab a notebook, grab a pen, and let's do this together. Let's start with you. Question 1. This is a 2-part question. What was the original impulse for you to write this story? Think back to the first time this story came to you, that very first glimmer of an idea. What was the initial inspiration? Was it a specific memory? Was it something traumatic that continues to haunt you? Was it something you observed or continue to observe? Was it derived from part of your everyday experience? Maybe it's something you're trying to heal from. Maybe it was a person that you find fascinating or weird or infuriating. Just locate that moment. What inspired you? What was the original impulse? Just write a brief paragraph. Okay, here's the next part of this question. Why does this story matter to you? Why do you care? What continues to compel you to write this? Why have you taken it this far? This is an important question because if you don't know why you care about this story, the reader won't know why they should care either. So why does this story excite you? What are you trying to understand about yourself, the people closest to you, and or your place in the world through this piece of writing? Every writer I've ever worked with is trying to explore a theme or evolving question that continues to obsess or haunt them. So why does this story refuse to let you go? What fascinates you or raises an evolving question that's been tugging at you? It's all exploration at this point, so just trust what comes up. This will help you zero in on the heart of the story you're longing to tell. So, what was the original impulse, and why does it matter to you? Okay, here are some questions about your story. Question number 2, who is your story about? Now, more often than not, a writer will think they need multiple character points of view. Now, sometimes that's the right approach, but you want to be careful with multiple points of view. Each should be filling in a piece of the story or another angle to it. Let's say it's a love story where the tension lies in both characters desiring the other, but external circumstances and faulty beliefs get in the way of that romance. So the tension comes from the reader knowing the secret yearnings each character has for the other and wondering when they're going to drop their protective armor and get together already. Now, I'll do an episode on multiple points of view another time, but for now, pick one main character. Even if you have multiple points of view, there's usually one character who gets the most narrative space. Trust your instincts here. There's usually one character you're most focused on, so go with that character. You'll be writing scenes from that character's perspective, and any other character's points of view will be treated in separate scenes or chapters. And if that's the case, you can do these exercises for those characters separately. For the purpose of this exercise, just focus on one character, the character you feel most pulled to write about. This is the character who will experience the most change by the end of the story. It's your protagonist. Okay, on to question number 3. What does your character want? What does he or she want to achieve by the end of your story? Why now? What happens if he or she doesn't get it? In last week's episode, episode 183, we talked about personal stakes and how that creates more urgency in your story. I'll link this episode in the show notes. Now, the want doesn't have to be anything grand or epic. It doesn't need to be something as dramatic as surviving a war or finding the killer or slaying the Dark Lord or escaping the authorities. It could be, but even with something that concrete, there's got to be something internal driving it. Why does getting it matter to your protagonist? What happens if he or she doesn't get it? That, by the way, is your character's greatest fear, that he or she is not going to get what they want. Now, the desire may not be a life or death matter, but to your character, it does feel like life or death. So you want to think of that desire as wired into their sense of survival. Your character may want to find a loving partner or marry the person they choose rather than have it arranged by their parents. He or she may want to forgive themselves for something they believe is their fault. I'm thinking of Ordinary People, where Conrad feels responsible for his brother's death in a boating accident because he couldn't save him. His need is to forgive himself for what really was not under his control. So your character comes into the story already wanting something. They may not think they have a chance in hell of getting it, and that's where the story's tension lies. Will this person get what they want or not? Who or what is getting in the way? Now, your character may face opposition from someone or something, but the biggest and hardest battle is within self. So we want to keep that uncertainty alive for the reader. Otherwise, there's no reason to keep reading. We have to become invested in your character's desire, and we need to worry about whether or not he or she will get it by the end. So question three, what does your character want? Okay, question four, what are your character's core beliefs? What do they believe is true about themselves, about key people in their lives, and about the world around them? What do they hold on to that doesn't serve them vis-a-vis what they want to achieve by the end of the story? These are faulty beliefs that sabotage your character. It's what dictates your character's actions and gets in the way of his or her own transformation. Sure, there will be outside forces thwarting them, but the biggest obstacle they'll face is within. So what do they have to believe, think, or do before they change? I've been rereading Lucy Greeley's memoir, Autobiography of a Face. This was about her wanting to be loved and accepted despite facial disfigurement caused by a rare cancer that was diagnosed when she was 9 years old. The belief that stood in her way was that in order to be accepted and loved, she had to be pretty. She yearned to be pretty because she believed until she was, she wouldn't find a romantic sexual partner. The memoir focused on that desire to be pretty. Now, half her jaw was missing. One whole side of her face was deformed. She couldn't even fully close her mouth. So what did she do? She went through over 30 reconstructive surgeries. And guess what? She never fully achieved what she wanted. Now, as the book draws to a close, she begins questioning and redefining her understanding of physical beauty. Ultimately, she realizes that her real problem is not physical. It's her low self-esteem and negative self-image. So she reaches a level of self-acceptance and self-love at the end and finds beauty in writing poetry. So that's the transformation. It's hard won and it happens incrementally. Holden Caulfield from Catcher in the Rye begins in turmoil, and when we meet him, he's just been expelled from school because he's failed 4 out of his 5 subjects. He starts out belligerent and untrusting of adults. So that's his belief, that adults can't be trusted. He has this fervent resistance to moving into adulthood. Now, Holden does evolve towards the end of the novel. We leave him with his own maturity just starting to begin. It's the very thing he'd been resisting. So he seems ready to surrender to the inevitability of growing up. So what does your character need to believe, think, or do in order to change? That's where the tension lies. Okay. On to question number 5, last one. What's the focal point driving your story? There's got to be a single central point propelling your story. So ask yourself, what do you want readers to come away from your story thinking about or feeling? This will help you nail down the specific problem your story will revolve around. It's got to be one specific story problem. Often writers give their characters too many competing problems to solve, and that's where the story loses focus. A point could be something like, the fear of loss can cause us to deny ourselves true love. Or a point could be, cherish those you love because you never know when it will be the last time you see them. The point could be striving for the American dream traps us and snuffs out our personal dreams. So the point really emerges out of your protagonist's inner struggle. The external events will trigger that struggle and ultimately make the point. That's the payoff at the end. Okay, let's recap. Here are 5 questions to help you focus your story idea. Question 1, what was your initial inspiration to write this story, and why does it matter to you? Why have you taken it this far? Question 2, who's your story about? This is your main protagonist. Question 3, what does your character want? What happens if he or she doesn't get it by the end? Question 4, what are your protagonist's core beliefs? This is a belief that's so embedded in your character's psyche, it's the harder thing to overcome. And question 5, what's the single focal point driving your story? What do you want readers to come away thinking about or feeling? Now, have fun with this. Don't overthink it. Just write the first thing that comes into your mind. You know more about your story than you may realize. You have all the answers. So just write a paragraph or two on all of these questions. Question 1, what was your initial inspiration to write this story and why does it matter to you? Question 2, who's your story about? Question 3, what does your protagonist want? Question 4, what are your protagonist's core beliefs? And question 5, what's the single focal point driving your story? I hope these 5 questions help you crystallize your story idea. Remember, have fun with it. Don't overthink it. So there you have it. Thanks for hanging out with me today. And if you know any writers who need some support in their writing, please share this episode or the Writer Unleashed podcast in general. And if you love what you're listening to, subscribe on your favorite listening platform and please leave me a review. Reading how this podcast impacts your writing truly lights me up and helps me create topics for the show. Till next time, keep writing, and I'll talk to you soon.